Good morning, world. Good morning, USA. It is I, Lady Y, and today is Thirsty Thursday. We are getting into a full-fledged conversation on Sean Puffy Combs. Before I was so rudely interrupted, what I was saying was, okay, you might have gotten away with murdering those girls' mothers, but God had other plans. You were not going to be able to corrupt them. Okay, it is I, Lady Y, and today we're talking about Sean Puffy Combs and how his house has been raided by home security, the feds. Okay, hey there, fella Riley. All right, and I always say every dog has his day, okay, and look like his day is arriving. And like I said, listen, everything you do in the dark gonna come to the light and things gonna stop. Everything ain't gonna keep going forever. I mean, how long did y'all think that he was gonna be able to treat people and do people messed up? Okay, especially him. Yeah, he might have had some high power people in high power places. Listen, because they said allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, they said that this man paid off a whole police station. That's what they said when he murdered, allegedly, when he killed Kim Porter. Jaguar Wright has everything. If you don't believe me, get your receipts. Go in there and find her name, look it up, and she has everything she know on the stars. Remember, y'all, she used to perform and work for them. So she knows a lot. She knows the inside. We the outsiders looking in. She actually was on the inside. So she knows a lot. Yeah, baby, they saying Puffy paid off people, gave them hush money and made it go away. And it went away for a while. It did. It went away for a while. Okay. But now it's back. Okay, just like they saying, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, Jay-Z up here killing his mistress. Okay, how many kids he done had on the side? Allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak. Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, then it's public knowledge that he cheated on Beyonce. Beyonce even told us about Becky with the good hair. But how many Beckys has it been? See, we don't know all that, allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Okay, hold on, Lady Y. Jay-Z ain't on trial. Not yet. You understand me? Right. All right, not yet. Okay, and y'all see when he went to visit Kanye. I feel like, why did Puff Daddy go visit Kanye to squash the beef? Why would you care? It looked like you ain't even going to be here to be beefing. Allegedly, unless that man knows something we don't know. Okay? He got high friends, okay? He got big friends with big bankrolls in high places. And who's not to say that they're not scared? Remember, it's a lot of people that partied with Puffy. Puffy had a lot of freak-neek parties. Okay, word on the streets, they even talk about who was the best bottom mans. Okay, y'all don't know what the streets are saying? Allegedly. Word on the streets, so speak a little pillow talk. Yeah, they got a reverend out here in these streets that's supposed to be the best bottom man ever. I don't even know what bottom man is, but that's what they're saying. And they also saying that a famous producer is a bum bottom man too. Baby, they saying, y'all, some of our favorite stars, we gonna be hurt. I can't wait to see the look on my face when them names start dropping. I'ma tell you, I'ma start hollering. When them names start dropping, I'ma start hollering. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Right, they got it going on this week. They got it going on this week. Especially, allegedly, Jennifer Hudson and Comet. Allegedly, the nerves, the balls, the galls of him. Tiffany, I know you ain't finna be that easy. Okay, I know you not. How he done dogged you out here in these streets? Told everybody he wasn't really that serious about you. Okay? Oh, that's what he said. Because he thought he was getting something, you know, a bigger score, bigger and better. But Jennifer wasn't no joke. By the way, yeah, good looking out, Miss Jennifer Hudson. You did that for you. You did that. Yeah. Protect your heart, y'all. Protect your heart. Protect your heart and soul. Don't let anybody in. I'm telling y'all, everybody got motives. And now he mad because, yeah, yeah, comment. Mm-hmm. And I'm with Jennifer. You had some of the most beautiful women in the industry. Did not marry not one of them. Wasn't ready. Didn't want no babies or nothing, y'all. Allegedly. Word on the street, so it's been a little pull talk. Now, all of a sudden, after 100 years, you ready? Why me? You understand? What makes me so special? When you had a line of special women. Let me tell you something. It is Our Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday. Okay. When we get in Hollywood, because we are, we're going to be right up in there. I'm ready to be a plant. Plant me. Okay. My feet is ready to be firmed on the ground. All right. We're not hooking up with him. Okay, because that one right there, he just for the ladies. That's like a star gigolo, allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. A little pull it off. Right, it is. And is because your action speaks louder than words. You ain't never married nobody. You had some of the most phenomenal women in the world under your belt. Yes, some of the phenomenal women in the world ain't married one of them. So you know that's what's that saying, right? That's saying that he can never commit and he's never going to commit. He's always going to be out there breaking hearts because somebody, I don't know who it was, broke his heart. So now he ain't never going to commit, allegedly. This word on screen, so speak. A little pull-up talk. Right, right. It's like he sets them up and then knocks them down. Right. That's what they say he be doing out there in the streets. So I'm here to say, good call, Jennifer. Good call, Jennifer. I'm here to say, good call, Jennifer. And then I'm going to say another thing. Tiff, don't pick up nobody's breadcrumbs. You want her sloppy seconds, even though she took your sloppy seconds. But you don't want to go back around, spin the block again and take her sloppy seconds again, because that's sloppy thirds. Okay. One, two, and three, bitch. That's sloppy thirds, okay? And I know you said that was the best relationship, allegedly, you ever had. It's time to have more. Oh, it is I, Lady Y. It's time to have more. Okay, for real, for real. You could get yourself, because he just played the part, baby. He just played the part. He's an actor. He acts all the time. You know how them actors, some of them motherfuckers never turn it off. They should be lawyers. Because they can lie on demand. Okay, lie with his eyes open, staring in yours. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday, and Comet is crowned our Thirsty Man of the Week. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to get that to him. Okay, because he petty. You petty, Betty. Okay, you did some petty shit. You put your girl drawers on. Instead of putting your boxers and brief on and walk on by. You know, foolish guy. Right, right. Instead of you walking on by with your fine ass, with your boxers and shit on. Okay, you gonna double back, spin the block, and try to go over here and destroy Tiffany's life again. Get somebody else to do it. Tiffany, that's what you should be saying. The minute he hit my phone, I would have put my agent on that shit. First of all, the minute he hit my phone, it would have been leaked. I know you didn't. I know you didn't. I think too highly of myself. Okay, listen, ladies, don't worry about all that. In a minute, AI is going to create us a man, a whole kind of man. And we'll be able to create him ourselves. We'll be able to say what color eyes we want him to have, skin tone, okay, pretty teeth, okay, light skin, dark skin, and deep, deep chocolate. You know what I'm saying? We'll be able to order that. We will no longer be in the need for a real man in a minute. I just pray I be around to see that. You understand me? Because some of y'all ain't right at all. It's scary. It's real scary. Especially this generation. Baby, this generation is real scary now because they rather do men on men than men and women. And then get mad at you when you tell them that you do not like men that like men. No, baby. You know why? Because you can never be in competition with another man. You will never win. Only a man know what man likes. That's weird, but it's the truth. And then they be like, this generation of men be like, women do it. Why can't we? Because it's nasty. And women shouldn't be doing it neither. Allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. You see what I'm saying? If you're going through a college phase, then it is what it is. Back in the days, if we did that, we kept that shit a secret. Y'all too out in the open with your shit. You're just too out in the open with your shit. And we have the right to deny that. Some of y'all be so upset when, you know, a woman be like, no, I'm not into that. I don't want to deal with a man that deals with men. And we have that right. Okay? This generation is different. That's all what I'm saying. I love y'all. Remember them? Remember, what happened to them? They ain't get paid they money neither. All his people didn't get paid. I mean, really, Craig Mack? What's going on? Right, allegedly. What happened to that? What happened to him? Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. We finna see what's going on. See, like I said, with them twins, with them girls. Okay? He probably thought he was going to be able to do them how he did their mother. But God had other plans. Baby, God always, listen, he ain't gonna give you too much you can't bear. Like yesterday, y'all, I had a car accident. Oh, my back is hurting, my neck and my back. You know, I'm hurting really bad, okay? Actually, when I finish with, you know, talking with you guys, family, my company, my squad, hey, I'm going to the emergency room, fam. I'm going to the emergency room because I'm sitting down right now, crouched over my bed because I had to do this segment. Okay, you think I was gonna let this good tea pass me by without sharing it with thee? Not this bomb ass tea. This some tea for your ass. And I had to give it to you because today is Thirsty Thursday. It is I, Lady Y. I love y'all. Happy birthday to all the birthday people all over the world. Happy birthday. Okay. Happy anniversary to all the couples. Stick together, okay? Because they trying to make it a trend for everybody to be single. And single, being single is not for the weak. Uh-huh. It's not for the weak. I'm going to tell y'all that. Okay? I do. Health is the new wealth. Keep yourself healthy. Stop arguing with people. It's not worth it. Okay? It's not worth your life. We have to keep that in mind, y'all. Whatever y'all doing out here in the streets, it's not worth y'all life. You understand me? I love you, okay? Keep your eyes on the prize, whatever prize you want there to be. Y'all see Biden? Yeah, look. Did y'all see Gorilla, the rapper, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk? She went to meet Biden and the co-president, whatever you call it, under the president, right, Pamela Harrison, right. She went to meet them, girl, and they tried to interview Miss Gorilla on CNN. Lord have mercy. I laughed for 30 minutes to hear the poor lady trying to interview and asked her, how did it feel to meet the president? Baby Gorilla up here rapping. I died there. I hit the floor. I said, baby, boy, we always find that one, don't we? Miss Young Thing, it's the young folks. It's the young folks. It's their generation. First of all, you got to have a young folks interpretationer with the young folks, especially these young rappers, okay? Because they come from places sometimes we don't even know what they're saying. And then, you know, when it's that high up like the president, when it's that type of an honor, you got to have other people set up to talk for them. Okay, because that was an honor. And for y'all to talk to Miss Gorilla, wait, what she said? She said some urban slang, all right? And everybody not going to understand urban slang. So therefore, y'all should have had a translator for Miss Young Gorilla. Because what she meant to say when that lady from CNN interviewed her and said, how does it feel, Gorilla, to meet the president now? In my head, Miss Young Gorilla said, it was a beautiful experience. Okay, something that I would never thought that I would do in all my lifetime. I appreciate it and hope to be invited back again. You know what I'm saying? When we're doing another presidency. Right. You know, something a little bit more intelligent than what the fuck she said. I don't know what she said, but you know, I know what she said. I just can't remember, but it was urban slang. Okay, and I feel like even the reporter, they did right. They had a black reporter, right, on it to ask her questions. Y'all did that right, CNN. And even the black reporter had to start giggling. She laughed, and then she asked her another question, and, you know, she proceeded to, you know, answer the question right. But all I'm saying is, right, all I'm saying is, okay, we need an interpreter for our people as well, okay? Because sometimes we'd be so excited. She was so excited. By the way, congratulations, Miss Gorilla, for that beautiful accomplishment, okay? Yeah, that was beautiful for, you know, for her to go meet the president. Now, I probably would have preferred Snooki, but it is what it is, okay? It is I, Lady Y, right, because y'all know I love me some Snooki with the good coochie. Okay, right, eating his ass. Okay, now that would have been epic. Okay, but we got who we could get. All right, I like that, Miss Gorilla. That's the young crowd. Okay, they trying to appeal to the younger crowd, the president is. And actually, he's doing a good job. Now, did y'all hear about in New York, people walking around socking folks in their face? Uh-huh, yeah, socking women, not folks, just women in their face. So I would like to say to you New York women, Caucasians preferably, I haven't seen a black person they hit in the face yet because they know what time it is. Y'all need to keep y'all some pepper spray because I told y'all, y'all need to unite with the urban women because, listen, to get into the fight about protecting women because, listen, once they start tearing our ass up, y'all next. And it look like it's y'all turn. It is I, Lady Y, and my prayers goes out to you. Uh-huh. We better stand up, unite, and fight for everything, woman. Okay? Because y'all know they want us to be back in the days, barefoot and pregnant and not talking, not have a mind. Okay? Get somebody else to do it. Not our kind. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday. I love y'all. I'll see you tomorrow. All right. I'll see you tomorrow, baby. Peace and love on Feel Good Friday. Peace and love, y'all. I'm out.